السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرة مفتي عبد القادر شاهين تامر بركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Tuesday morning, the 3rd of Ramadan. May Allah Ta'ala grant you and Apa Afiyat. Allah Ta'ala accept the khidmat of deen. Hazrat Mufti Sahib, the platform is yours.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Barakallahu feekum on a salim kareem to you and Appa. Jazakallahu khairan to our technician, Brother Junaid Khan, and his family as well for the great, great sacrifices. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العليم الحكيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 3rd of Ramadan Mubarak 1446 in South Africa, Southern Africa, Mauritius and few other countries. We know that in majority of the countries and cities of the world, today is the 4th of Ramadan Mubarak 1446. For the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on Surah Nur, chapter number 24 and verses number 4 and 5. Our theme, our topic thus far has been zina, fornication and adultery, when a person has admitted to this crime or there are four male witnesses. Then for fornication, that is they are not married, then they will receive 100 lashes in public, and this is for the male and female. And if it is adultery, that both the parties are married or one of them, then it is the death penalty and capital punishment. And remember, in a case of fornication, then they must get married also as soon as possible, and both parties, if they are Muslim, so that is what they should do. Islam wants a pure and a chaste society. People cannot be just making wild accusations and allegations. So this is what Almighty Allah is addressing today. In today's democracy and so-called democracy and so-called human rights, people can just call somebody that you are a fornicator, you are a fornicatress, you are an adulterer. And people take it very light. In Islam, it's considered a major, major sin. Hence, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us, وَالَّذِينَ يَرْمُونَ الْمُحْصَنَاتِ, chapter 24, verse 4. وَالَّذِينَ يَرْمُونَ الْمُحْصَنَاتِ, and those men who cast allegations, accusations against the pure and chaste ladies. So this has four different scenarios. The male accuses the female. The female accuses the male. The male accuses a male. And the female accuses a female. And so four different possibilities. And normally it is the male accusing a female. So therefore it is used in that manner, yeah. So those people who accuse and make wild accusations and allegations against a pure and chaste lady, whether she's a virgin or whether she's married or what have you. Summa, subsequently thereafter. لَمْ يَأْتُوا بِأَرْبَاتِ شُهَدَىٰ, then those people who made these wild accusations, allegations, cannot produce four male witnesses. It must be male witnesses. Female witnesses not acceptable in this case here, because women are very, very emotional. In the 250 years of American history, till now, they have not appointed and elected a female president. Trump can only beat them the ladies. When it comes to men, he's got defeated. And you see, Israel, the rogue apartheid terrorist regime, have never had in their 70 years of existence and stealing the land of the Palestinians, the occupiers, the squatters, the invaders. They never had a female president. Yes, they had a female prime minister, but not a female president. So that speaks volumes already of these people here. So therefore, even today, people will say women are too emotional, we can't choose them as a leader. And in Islam, the master, Rahmatul Alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, hadith in Bukhari Sharif, لَن يُفْلِحَ قَوْمٌ وَلَّوْ أَمْرَهُمْ إِمْرَأَةٌ. That nation will never prosper and be successful who hands over their matters to females, that you make them the prime minister, president, and so forth. So in Islam, it is not acceptable. ثُمَّ لَمْ يَعْتُوا بِأَرْبَاتِ شُهَدَاءَ. So they cannot produce 4 male witnesses who are sane, who are mature, who are just, and so forth. Then these people who cast these allegations and while any accusations, فَجْلِدُوهُمْ سَمَانِينَ جَلْدًا. So they should be lashed and given for 80 lashes. They should be whipped 80 lashes. This also should be done in public, so it should be a deterrent. And that is one punishment. Second punishment, وَلَا تَقْبَلُوا لَهُمْ شَهَادَةً أَبَدًا. And their testimony and giving evidence in court will not be acceptable at all. Abada, nor now, nor in the future. They are mardudu shahada, second punishment. Third punishment, wa ulaika humul fasiqun. And those are the people, they are the fasiqs and transgressors. What is the meaning of fasiq? You draw a circle, and when the people go around, they go beyond that parameter, boundary, and circle, so that is called fasiq. Al-khuruj anita'a. So the proper translation will be, wa ulaika humul fasiqun. Those are the transgressors. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ تَابُوا. Except those people, remember, who speak sincere tawbah and repent sincerely. مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ. After that, وَأَصْلَحُوا. And they address and redress this issue and they make amends. Yeah, the crime is two, is double-fold. The crime against Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. The crime against that person against whom we made this vile allegation. But remember, the allegation, accusation is uses the word fornication, adultery. You committed zina, you committed fornication, adultery. If you say A, B, C, X, Y, Z had an affair, so then this law will not apply. So you must remember, because the word is ambiguous. So in Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's authentic hadith in Bulughul Maram, Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad, idra'ul hudud mastata'tum. So when you discuss the penal code, so the words must be explicit and not implicit. So we need to be very clear on these issues here. Sometimes the people, they muddle and confuse and blow their fuses in the process. So we must be very clear with this. So what is the meaning? Yeah, aslahu. So you make tawbah, ask Almighty Allah Jalla Wala for forgiveness. Wa aslahu, that male or female against whom you pass the judgment and wild allegations, you said you're a zani, you're a zania, you're a fornicator, fornicatress, you're an adulterer, adulteress. You use words like that, so you must go and ask them for forgiveness as well. Then you will come out from the fisk. You will come out from that. No more will you be a fasiq and so forth. But majority scholars say you will still be mardudu shahada and your testimony will not be accepted. And there's difference of opinion, but nevertheless, so if you take the zahiran of the Quran Sharif and you take the superficial meaning, so that is there to show us what Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah taught us. How many years ago? Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah was born in the year 80, and remember, he passed away in the year 150. and he had it engraved on his ring. Jirmuhu Sagir, wa Jurmuhu Kabir. Your time is up, ye in Gauteng. Remember, no more eating, drinking. Fajr time is entering now. And Astaghfirullah, 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 Rabbi min kulli dhammin wa tubili. Finish now, no more eating, drinking. So remember that such people, yeah, they must make sincere tawbah and make amends. At-tawbatu mithlul hawba, if the crime was committed in public, then you have to repent in public. If the crime was committed in private, then you repent also in private. So there are conditions attached to tawbah. And remember that Quran Kareem teaches us, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu tubu ilallahi tawbatan nasuha. Chapter 66, verse number 8. That every one of you remember, turn to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala with Tawbah and Nasuha. Surah Tahrim, chapter 66, verse number 8. People came to Amirul Mu'mineen, said Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu warda, and asked him, Ya Amirul Mu'mineen, what is this Nasuha? I know Tawbah, but what is Nasuha? He said, Umar was a genius. He said, you have a she camel? He said, yes. You have a cow? He said, yes. He said, when you milk these animals and extract the milk, do you see the milk going back into the udders of the animal? He said, Hasha wa kalla, never ever. He said, when we say we are making tawbah verbally and from the bottom of our heart, then there must be no relapse. We don't go back to the drugs. We don't go back to the womanizing. We don't go back to the alcohol. We don't go back to the casinos. We don't go back to the riba and interest and fraudulent transactions. So that is tawbah al-nasuha. So each one of us should be thinking where we are. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ تَابُوا مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَٰلِكَ وَأَصْلَحُوا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Verily, Almighty Allah is of forgiving, very, very forgiving, very, very merciful. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu arda, Fatih Khaybar Haydar Qarrar radiallahu anhu arda, was asked, أَيَّةُ آيَةٍ أَرْجَى إِنَّكَ فِي كِتَابِ اللَّهِ. Which ayat and verse in the Noble Quran, 6,236 verses, motivated, inspired you the most? What did he, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu warda, say? La taqnatu min rahmatillah, inna allaha yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a. Chapter 39 and verse 53. O you, my servant, you went beyond the limits and boundaries, yet do not become disillusioned, do not despair in the mercy of Allah. I, Allah Jalla Wala, am Arhamur Rahimeen, the most merciful one to show mercy. Read this dua and supplication now. O you, esteemed listener of Radio Al-Ansar International and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wa Jama'ah, chapter 7, verse 151. Wadakhilna fi rahmatik. Ya Allah, include us in your special mercy. Wa anta arhamur rahimin. Whilst you alone, independently, exclusively, are the most merciful one to show mercy. And here the verse is teaching us. Chapter 39, verse 53. La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Sayyidina Ali said the most inspiring verse for him in the Noble Quran. Inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a. Verily, Almighty Allah will forgive all the sins, but we need to be sincere in our quest for tawbah and for repentance. We don't just make tawbah today and tomorrow we doing the same thing. So then we are fooling ourselves and not fooling anybody else. So that is today's lesson. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. So today, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, is the 3rd of Ramadan, South Africa, 4th of Ramadan in major parts of the world, 1446. We present to you the news, views, interviews. Alhamdulillah, O Muslim, O Muslima, say, Alhamdulillah, Subhanallah, MashaAllah. That one Jew, one Palestinian, one Druze, Druze are a group of the Shias. So this guy is an Arab guy. He took his knife and he stabbed 5 Jutlas. So one Jutla died and fled straight to hell. Good riddance to you, Harami. And 4 of them were injured in Haifa. Haifa also is Palestinian territory, which the Jews and the Zionists stole and occupied the squatters. So well done to you. They shot him dead. Druze are not Muslims. So remember that. And Israel says they want to protect the Druze in Syria. So this Druze guy, he really showed them a point. Very good job done. Anybody attacks the Jutlas, whether they get injured or whether they freak and they die, we will support them. Alhamdulillah, we don't have to curry favor with anybody. Trump trumpeting away. He says no more military aid for Ukraine from United States. He wants Zelensky out and he wants a puppet regime there that will just sign all the treaties. Fires in Trump in Carolina. This is Allah ki lati be awaze. Allah is punishing America in Carolina. Again, the fires are raging on. They're trying to hide it, but they can't hide it. And huge, huge damage, millions, millions of dollars. You know Bibas, that is the Jewish family. The Israelis killed their children and killed their own people. So one of the family member, Yadin, he wrote a letter to Bibi Netanyahu, the war criminal, and said, you have not taken responsibility for your crimes. So there must be a, you know, commission of inquiry, and that is what the Israeli people are demanding. Now listen to what Bibi says. Bibi threatens Hamas. You better accept, you must remember, the, you know, ceasefire which America proposed, but they're not showing all the conditions. They just say that you must release all the hostages and you must disarm. Go to hell. You must remember that that type of proposal is not worth the paper on which is written. We will fight till the end. Lannas taslim, we know no surrender. Imma al-shahada, either we go for martyrdom, wa imma al-ghanima, or either we go for the booty and take over the whole of historic Palestine with the help and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. A car rammed into a crowd in Germany. 2 people died there. They got their own politics going on. Israel yesterday attacked Syria. They can attack Lebanon. They can attack Syria, they can attack Gaza, they can attack Palestine with impunity. Because Uncle Sam, America is with them. They are the state terrorists and biggest terrorists and the biggest threat to world peace and security. America and Israel, both haramis. The Pope's condition is deteriorating. And remember, they better choose a new Pope. And we have to wait for the Christians have to wait for the black smoke and the white smoke. If you know how they choose a Pope. And it's a funny series of things they do. But anyway, they better start preparing very soon. Last night, violence in the Knesset. Knesset is the parliament. You must remember there in Jerusalem. And the Israelis stormed the Knesset. The police were fighting them. They were swearing Netanyahu, swearing Smotrich, swearing the right-wing government, and telling them, you bunch of haramis, we want our hostages back home, and you went to impose starvation on the Palestinians, on Gaza. So starvation is a war crime. So how the hell in Ramadan you go and impose a war crime and no food, no drink, no medication? So we will never get our hostages. Obviously, you will not get your hostages. You go and give a good hiding to them. We told you long time, you are a nation who are cursed and the scum of the earth. You are the swines and the pigs and the monkeys, as mentioned in the Noble Quran, chapter 5, verse number 60. وَجَعَلَ مِنْهُمُ الْقِرَدَةَ وَالْخَنَازِيرَ. Allah made your forefathers into swines and into monkeys because they mocked the divine code. And Almighty Allah states, لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ يَسُومُهُمْ سُوَ الْعَذَابِ. Allah will always punish you. Somebody will punish you. Muslim, non-Muslim. Whether it's Hamas, whether it's Hezbollah, whether it's the Houthis, whether it is Hitler, so all H, and they will send you to H, to hell also. Alhamdulillah. So yesterday there was big drama there. Pakistan is expelling Afghans. They are doing the dirty work of who? The Americans, because Taliban defeated them, 48 countries, and say, teach these Afghans a lesson. There are 3 million still in Pakistan. Pakistan, the army is corrupted, and the government a bunch of crooks, you must remember that. Ukraine has lost most of the US tanks. America gave them billions, and Putin, I like Putin. Putin is a big harami. Anybody causes harm to America, anybody causes harm to Israel, Muslim, non-Muslim, we will support them. Today, Tuesday, the 4th of March, UF tariffs will become effective on Canada and Mexico. 25%. Canada says, we are ready. You impose upon us, then we impose upon you. And on China, 20%. It was 10%. So it goes to 20%. Canada say we are ready to take you on. China say we are ready. And Mexico say we are ready. We will just send more drugs into United States. You see that? So Sudan, the rapid force fighting the government. Who is supporting the rapid force? Your UAE. They pakka haramis. Saudi has MBS, Murtad bin Shaitan, a pakka harami and murtad. And Dubai and Abu Dhabi has another pakka murtad. MBZ, Murtad bin Zindiq. And remember that he has imprisoned so many Muslims. And he has, you must go, so much harm to the Ummah. These are traitors and ghaddar to Palestinians, making ties with Israel and so forth. So now the Sudan rapid force, remember, are raping children. BBC said 1-year-old children, 2-year-old children are getting raped there in Sudan. Wallah wal musta'an, Allah have mercy on them. In Nigeria, certain Muslims were arrested for eating in Ramadan publicly. In Islam, you're not allowed to do that. That even if you are a sickly person or you are in your menses, so you must remember, sister, you can't be eating in public and taking a skeef and a cigarette, you know, a biri, and smoke in front of everybody. Yesterday after Isha Salat, I read my sunnahs nafil. I came outside, I found 10, 20, 25 guys, somebody playing football, somebody smoking. I asked them, what you guys came for, Taraweeh? Or you came for a skeef, yeah? And a biri, yeah? Or you came to play football, yeah? All of them just look down. But they don't go inside. They just carry on, you see. So don't think that your husbands and your children are all reading Taraweeh. Sometimes they're busy with their own Ferrari. McDonald's sales have dropped dramatically. And we tell you, cause harm to the Americans. KFC is haram throughout the world. McDonald's is haram throughout the world. Your Starbucks, stay away from it. What the hell must we support all these haramis for, I'm asking you? Where is your shame? Where is your ghaira, your self-esteem? When America and Israel took a joint decision to starve our brothers, sisters, children in Gaza al-Mubarakah for 2 million people plus minus. And you tell me that you got Iman and you and these halal organizations with their halal logos, not worth the paper on which is written. So we must boycott them and show them where it hurts the most, and that is their pockets. Trump is a threat to the world. This is what the premier of British Columbia, if you know Canada, they have one province called British Columbia. That's what he said. Trump is a threat to the world. The Jutlas say that Hamas must demilitarize. They must disarm. They must surrender. And then we'll have peace. Are you joking? Do you think we bunch of idiots? So all these Arab tempot dictators so frightened of you and of America, our Taliban showed you. They defeated America and the coalition. Hamas showed you. Your own media wrote the worst defeat for Israel in its history. That is what Hamas did. We are proud of Hamas. We are Hamas. Go to hell, Israel. Allahumma alayka bil yahudi zalim. الظالمين المحتلين المستوطنين الغاصبين. يا الله you decimate and destroy and dismantle the apartheid terrorist Nazi regime of Israel ومن والاهم and whoever else are their friends and their pals. So you destroy them as well, whether they are the Arabs or who else. Now the Passover is coming day in the Jutlas, so they want to fly to Israel, to Tel Aviv, Ben Gurion Airport, but the flights are very, very expensive. Allah will punish them. So they wrote a good article in the Haaretz that they, the Israeli, says the Gazans, the people of Gaza, are human animals. So hypothetically, if they are animals, then what are we, Israelis? Are we better or are we worse than them? So obviously you are worse than them. You are swines and you are monkeys. You are donkeys. All this are mentioned in the Quran. Chapter 5, verse number 60. Chapter 62, verse number 5. So therefore we say it loudly, boldly and proudly, because it is in the Quran Sharif. Saudi Arabia buys influence everywhere with their money, their oil and their dollars. So the Lebanese president Aoun has arrived there in Riyadh. They will be discussing bilateral matters. Bilateral is what? You must marginalize Hezbollah and you must make peace with Israel, make peace with America and so forth, and we will give you more dollars, billion dollars. That will be the agenda. Both sides haramis. Al-Khabithatu lil-Khabithin. We come to South African news. It's 5 o'clock now. In South Africa, 5 a.m. Is the EFF, Malema and company, trying to join the GNU, the Government of National Unity, through the back door? They tell the ANC, okay, we will support you for the budget, but then maybe we can also join the GNU and so forth. So every political party is a harami. They all have hidden agendas. There is not one party in South Africa that we can say 100%. You must remember, corruption free. All are corrupted one way or the other. Look at this. What a joke for South Africa. An indictment. The police commissioner had to beg the authorities in Botswana, Baba, Niga, Nomoto, 70 police cars and so forth, stolen from South Africa and taken across the border to Gaborone and wherever else there. And our police commissioner chief had to beg them, please give me back my 70 cars. This is your police force. Bunch of jokers. You look at them, they just look like a KFC. That's all they want. ANC is going to push for the VAT increase. And once they do that, this will cause a big rouse and ruction to the GNU. America no more supporting United Nations programs. So the United Nations World Food Program closing their offices for Southern Africa in Johannesburg because no money. And see, another big blow. So this is what America does. Blackmail you. You do our way or we go and close your offices. We won't give you money and so forth and so on. Inshallah, Aziz, today will be Mufti Suleiman of America, but is currently in Pakistan, in the interview with Mona Zahid Khan. 11 to 12, inshallah, will be bliss of marriage. 1 to 2 will be, inshallah, al-Aziz, the tafsir of the Quran. And remember that Taraweeh, we take, mashallah, 7:30, we take from the Haram, Isha, Salat, and Taraweeh. 8:15, we go to Masjid al-Dawood. 8:45, 8:50, we go to Makkah Mukarrama. Yesterday, they completed 3 Jews. And till the 20th night, they will be reading three quarter. So they will complete 15 Jews, 15 paras. And then the last 10 nights, when they read 20, they will complete the other 20. Allah protect the Haramain Sharifain and Masjid al-Aqsa and all our masajid. Barakallahu feek, ma salim kareem. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.